Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
We've had a line change. Joel Nelson has been traded to another team. Harry Callis is in. Nick Callis is here. And thanks, Joel. Appreciate it. You ready to roll?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Happy to be on the team.
I'm always happy to be here with you guys, and we look forward to more conversation here up until 1 o'clock, and then Shelby Cassesi comes in here. Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Same as a call-in number. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Our show brought to you by PNC Bank. PNC, make today the day. Check out Virtual Wallet. It's a game changer. Ridden in style by number one Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Home of the number one Cochran Sports Showdown every Sunday night, 11:35. And again tomorrow night. Iron Rock Tap House, a great way to watch sports and enjoy some great food and beverage. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call, Turn Club. If you want a great indoor place to not only hit golf balls, but have a great time, outstanding food too, it's the Turn Club in Cranberry. Let's go back to the Lions, because I had a lot of people here, and I don't want them to wait any longer than they have to. Pittsburgh Phil. Hey, what's up, Phil? How are you today?
Hey, Bob. Pumping ain't easy.
You know it, man.
All right, so I'm sitting at the Starbucks, and a guy's talking to the other guy, the small talk, and he says, the Pirates are in first place. This was yesterday, before the losses. And the other guy says, yeah, they're the only team that lost 9 out of 10, and they're still in first place. It's incredibly crazy.
Well, it's also an indictment of that division. It's just a bad division this year. And some years you get it. You might remember in the Hurdle days, they won 98 games and they couldn't even crack the top three.
I know.
And now this may be one of those freak show years where you have a team at 500 winning a division. I don't know. Is Milwaukee better than that? I think so. Is St. Louis going to put it together in time to do what they have to do? There's still a lot of time left. They can. I don't see much from the Cubs and Reds, though.
Yeah. But football is what I really wanted to say, and I'll make it quick.
Go ahead.
17, 18 years, we always expected to be in first place or make the playoffs. You know, unrealistic expectations right now with this team coming up this year. I drank the Kool-Aid also. I bet the Steelers to make the playoffs this year. What do you think? You think they're going to make the playoffs? That's my question to you, and I'll go.
I think they will as a wild card team. I still think Cincinnati is the team that you have to look at and say, that's the team that should win this division. I mean, they've been to back-to-back AFC championship games for a reason, and Joe Burrow's only getting better, and they still have a massive amount of weapons on offense. But, yeah, I think they can. I'm not a buyer of the Cleveland Browns. I think they're going to really struggle. And I know Deshaun Watson will be better than what he showed last year, but just because he was missed the whole – and there was so much time in between games for him. So he should be better, but I don't see him at the level that Cleveland want him to be. Baltimore is a team that's always interesting to me just because of Lamar Jackson. And if he's healthy, it's a big difference. They correctly drafted Zay Flowers in the first round, a good wide receiver. They need weapons down there. They brought in Odell Beckham. I don't think he's going to make much of a difference. So I think the Steelers can very, very well end up as second in this division if things go their way and you stay away from injury. All these things that affect every team. But, yeah, there's no question the NFC is much easier to navigate if you're a team, because you don't have all these quarterbacks. The Aaron Rodgers situation will be interesting to watch. They got 6 primetime games now because of it all, I think.
Well, unbelievable.
Well, I mean, that's what people want to see. How he's going to do with that team. It's a good young team. They were, no quarterback play the last several years, and now he's a guy who they expect to lead them in a new direction.
Well, one other thing. Did you ever play Chris Muller in golf like we all talked about? Remember I made you a 2-stroke favorite over him. Did you ever play him?
No, I haven't. But he was recovering from a leg surgery. I think he's okay now, and I think he has been playing. So that will be something that we'll have to do.
Okay.
You're going to make him a 2-stroke favorite? Is that what you said?
No, I made you the 2-stroke favorite because he thought that I was accurate because of, you just beat Rich Walsh's,
Well, in fairness, Rich beat me. We have a pretty even game going there, and we have to continue to do that this year. Hopefully we'll get out and do that.
Yeah,
so.
But Tony made you a 10-stroke underdog.
Well, that was ridiculous.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
He was sipping that Kool-Aid of Rich's Kool-Aid. 10 shots. Come on. Now, I gladly take the shot. I'll take those 10 shots. Don't get me wrong. I don't know what he was doing that day. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye, Bobby.
Have a good day. Let's go to Joe in Verona on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon.
Yes, and I talked to you beginning of the week about the manager of the Pirates, Shelton, and I wasn't too sure about the extension, and you went and I want to say a few things, and you went and said, well, the players like him, and he's well-liked, and all this stuff, and I was just thinking about that. I says, I'm not interested in all liked. I'm interested in winning, and I think there's a lackadaisical situation going here. Like, didn't Jim Leland one time, even though he'd like to be liked, but he was the manager, didn't he throw over a table in the clubhouse?
Yeah, but I mean, indication of, I mean, Derek Shelton lost his mind in Tampa. He got ejected. You might remember that.
Yeah, but I'm talking, that was their calls and strikes.
But I mean, Joe, I don't care who the manager is with this team right now. They just don't have enough talent yet. They still don't.
That's what I'm going to ask you. Why don't they cut a few guys like Hedges, bring a few kids up like Rodriguez, Davis, and isn't the guy you like and I like a Swagger? Isn't he
Swaggerty? Yeah, I do. I like him a lot. But he was injured.
Isn't he getting screwed down here at 25? Why doesn't he have a chance to come up here? Something's wrong there, Bill. I mean, Bob.
Well, I think because they had guys they have earmarked for the outfield, and bringing in McCutcheon didn't help that situation.
Well, I think Sawinski should go back down and learn how to hit. Otherwise, you got a Kingman on the thing. And their minor league system, they keep saying how great it is. I'm not too sure anymore, Bob. But I mean, I'm a diehard. Don't get me wrong. But I'm a little bit tough. Like Leo DeRocher said, nice guys come in last. And Billy Martin didn't care who won. Let's just win. I don't know. Something has to be changed. They're 10-1, and they put their heads down, and they come to the next game. There's got to be some spark somewhere, and this 11-game streak is really strange.
Joe, I hear what you're saying. I appreciate the call and your passion, but it is still early May, and you got to let this all play out, to be fair to everyone, and we'll see what they have at the end of the year. I think, again, my goal for them, if I was them, I'd want to see 5 guys that I knew I could trust as starters already next year in place, whether those starting pitchers. And I think Keller is taking a big step in that direction. And there's a lesson there to be learned about patience, because it took him some time. Some guys, it does take time. Others, not so much. But they got to have 3 bona fide starters guaranteed. And they're hoping that Contreras, they're hoping that Oviedo can do that. Luis Ortiz, they have Quinn Priester, who they have high hopes for, but he's struggled. So, yeah, it's taking a little bit of a long time because they don't have anything else up here that's doing the job. And so they need those guys to hopefully be on a fast track. But if you bring them up and they're not ready to go, you're only hurting them and hurting your team as well. I do agree with the catcher situation, though. The longer this goes, the more I'm going to say that I've seen enough of pitch framers. It's important, but so is hitting. You better be able to hit. Let's go out to Steven in Glassport, who joins us right now on the Bob Pompiani Show. Hey, Steven.
How are you doing today, Bob?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, the Pirates should have won last night. I think the way that they did last night, McCutcheon should have hit 3 home runs. We should have won the game. If we had Garrett Cole should have been still with us if we had him still. Tell you the truth.
Well, $350 million later, he's not here, and that's not a surprise. Although, back then, you could have made that choice if you were Bob Nutting, if you wanted to. And he choose not to. Let's go to Vic in Hazelwood before we take our first break of this 12 o'clock hour. What's up, Vic? How are you?
Bob the Great. What's going on, man? Love your show. Love your show.
Appreciate it.
Just one thing real quick. As far as the Steelers are concerned, I think they're going to be okay, but I think the rest of the AFC North is going to be much better because I think the jury is still out on Pickett, and TJ just can't stay on the field. He seems to get hurt all the time, and I love him, but he just seems to get hurt all the time. And with that said, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, the Pompeiani ladies, and this show's in Crinkulent. I love it.
I appreciate it, Vic. Thank you. What are you going to do? They're in a situation, like I said, where they got to be patient with all of this. And patience is not a good thing. If you've been dealing with all of this stuff for all these years, your patience runs thin. And I certainly get that. So, but I agree with what he just said. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And hopefully it's a beautiful day tomorrow to celebrate all the successes. Very important role. One of the most important roles I think you have. Parents are the biggest role. There's no question. If you have good parents, you'll be fine. And I was fortunate enough to have that two very good parents. In fact, they would have had their 67th anniversary yesterday if they were still alive. So, that's where it all starts. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Big thank you to PNC Bank. Make today the day. Big thank you to number one Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. 19 different dealerships around. They got something for everybody at number one Cochran. Welcome back. Hour number two, Bob Pompeiani here until 1 o'clock. Shelby Cassessi after that, and then later it's Josh Roundtree, who will be working all day again. He'll be here with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. Currently, he's over at the Steelers for day two of their rookie minicamp. And with that in mind, we ask you the question, should Broderick Jones be the day one starter at left tackle? Keep in mind, he's going up against Nick Bosa right off the bat against San Francisco, the reigning defensive player of the year. But in his pocket will be an entire training camp of practicing against T.J. Watt, the guy who was the defensive player of the year 2 years ago. So that should help him out. But is it Dan Moore? He has the experience. He's been here, done that as a fourth-round pick. I don't think many people expect him to start 33 or 34 games. That's exactly what he's done. He allowed 7 sacks last year. He took a lot of penalties, 10 of them. That's got to change, obviously. But how do you see that matchup going in training camp? Is it more job to start the season than Jones comes in eventually? Or does Broderick Jones, being 14th overall pick, start immediately? We'll talk about that coming up. In case you missed it, the Riverhounds, they came up with a big win last week at an MLS stronghold. That's the New England Revolution. As a result, they're going to get the Columbus Crew in here on May 24th at Highmark Stadium. That is going to be a big matchup in the U.S. Open tournament that they have. Tonight, the Riverhounds are back at home for the first time in 28 days. They'll take on Birmingham Legion FC. That's at 7 o'clock, Highmark Stadium, also on Pittsburgh CW. We will carry 9 of the next 11 of those games, but go out in person. It's a good opportunity to watch a good young soccer team do their thing as they take on Birmingham coming up tonight. Meantime, let's go back to the phone lines. It's Mark in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Good to talk to you.
You too.
Hey, I was wondering, you were talking about Broderick Jones playing right away. That gets to my question. I was wondering about how come the NFL can draft these guys number one? And he can come in and play right away. But in baseball, these number one picks, they have to stay in the minors. And, you know, I'm under the opinion, if you can play, you can play. Like Dick Groat was never played a day in the minor leagues. He was signed, went right to the Pirates. I wonder why that is. Is it because of the Super 2 or the structure of baseball or possibly, you know, because of the contract? You know, they try to save the guy. What do you think?
Well, sometimes that happens, but if you're ready, you're ready. I mean, you get examples of that. Mike Trout or, you know, Bryce Harper, or those guys come up and immediately, and you're going to get once in a while a guy who can move right in and play at a young age. But mostly the NFL uses college as its farm system, and you get some great matchups, some great opportunities to go against some of the best in the game for 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, whatever it would take in college. So they're more ready to go than baseball guys. A lot of those are high school kids coming out at age 17, got all the talent in the world, and then they got to go through the process. So it's a combination of just about everything. But I think the biggest thing is the NFL has a built-in system that they utilize, and those guys come in, and most of them will start sooner rather than later.
Right. So you think the minor leagues is more watered down talent-wise?
I just think there's a lot of people, and you don't know. In baseball, you're drafting 17-year-old kids mostly, and they're too young, and you haven't seen them really. They got to go through the process. Sometimes you'll get a college kid, and they're more ready to go, which is why it's kind of a little bit frustrating on behalf of Pirate fans to see that, you know, Henry Davis isn't here yet. He's 23. He played in college. He should be more ready to go, and so far he looks ready to go in Double A. Maybe at the very worst, they should put him to AAA. We'll see.
Sure. Especially if you drafted him number one, you must have really high expectations. You know, there has to be a reason you drafted him number one. I mean, you know, like in football, they don't draft the guy number one if he's not going to play, generally.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the whole expectation, sooner rather than later. Right. Yep.
That's why I don't understand, you know, baseball puts all this money into the minor leagues. Maybe they'd be better off not to. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me, but I could be wrong.
All right, Mark, appreciate the call. That's essentially the difference we're talking about there. Let's go to Tom in Monroeville. Joins us right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Bob Papiani. I'm a big fan. I talked to you out of PR a couple weeks ago.
All right, what's up? Yeah, man.
You're a professional. Hey, my quick opinion on the Pirates. Number one, I'm not a Derek Sheldon fan. I wasn't when they were 20-8. I'm not currently. My question is, why do they always have to change the lineup so frequently? If this was my team, I would pay Castro every day and alternate Bay and Supercito. Let the guys, the best guys, play every day. And I would also get rid of Hedges. When they signed him, I read in the paper that his career average was 190. I forget how much they signed him for. But I got a feeling he's playing only because of his contract. Bring up the young guys. I can endure 20 years of losing if I can see some development.
Well, I mean, that's going to be at the end of the day, Tom. Thank you for the call. That's going to be it. Who develops quicker? Who's on this team at the end of the year? Who they can build around for next year? You know, and I want to see answers there. I do. It's a long season. They brought in these veteran guys, and they have every reason to play them because they brought them in and signed them. But sometimes that does provide a roadblock. You know, I don't know what they need to see from Henry Davis to at least not put him in AAA. He has shown over his last 2 weeks that he's one of the best hitters, and he has the best OPS numbers of anyone down there in AA. It's time to move him up and deal with that situation. You have a DH at your disposal. You can split time between him and Andrew Rodriguez in AAA. This should be the least road travel. They should make that happen. It should not be... I don't know how long he's going to be in AA. And if he keeps hitting like this, what's the point? Move him up and see what he could do against the next level of pitcher. Some people say that the AAA guys aren't as good as the AA guys. So therefore, and we've seen them make a move from AA to the majors at times. Sawinski did that out of necessity, but then he hung around. So we'll see. I mean, these are things that if they continue to struggle, then they should be doing. They should not just be trotting out the same people if they're not getting the job done either. At some point, you want to win now, too. You know, how many times is it wait till next year, the year after 2027? I think people just have, you know, their patience is running thin. Ted in Mount Washington is next up on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Ted.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
What's up?
Hey, real quick about the Steelers schedule. Did you notice they played two Thursday night football games this season?
Well, there could be an advantage to that. You know, the Titans and the Patriots, I think, are the two teams, so... There could be an advantage to that in that you give Belichick shorter time to prepare, if that's an advantage, if you think it's still a big advantage if he gets an entire week. I don't like Thursday night twice in 1 year just because it throws everything off, I think.
You don't get the player time to relax. I mean, to me, it's a bad product on Thursday nights. It's just too short of a turnaround.
And that's one of the reasons why the matchups never seem to be good and the ratings go down because, again, you're turning teams around pretty quickly. To make that happen. And most of the time, the play is sloppy on Thursday Night Football.
Oh, it is. And, you know, so much, I hate to say it, someone's going to get killed. It's just football's never baseball. You know, the rumor I hear, these guys want a 20-game schedule, which to me is insane.
Well, so, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. It will get to 18 eventually, but not 20. That's too much. It's a war of attrition to begin with.
You know, I mean, look, the NFL is nice. It's a great product. But to me, I think they're overstretching it. I really do. And with the Steelers, I'll be honest, it's going to be tough for them, those guys, to make the playoffs. Let's be realistic. You look at that schedule. You look at their conference, every quarterback, you know, in their division, let alone the league.
Yeah, well, guess what? The teams in their division have to play the same quarterbacks too. So, I mean, you're going to have a lot of battling. And a lot of this is based on, you know, expectations rising for Kenny Pickett. He needs to play well. He needs to take his level of play to the next level this year. And if he does, and if they get some support in a run game, you know, they could be a pretty good offense. They only scored over 30 points once last year, Ted. That's it. They need to do more of that. I think there's more pressure on Matt Canada than anyone else, actually.
Yeah, I mean, they changed the coaching staff. But, you know, the offense was set up for Mitch before Kenny Pickett. I mean, if they started Kenny Pickett last year, they probably would have made the playoffs.
I don't agree with that. I think it took some time, you know, and I don't think you were going to get the kind of results immediately. I think what happened was probably in the best interest of Kenny Pickett. He got time now. It sets up for this year. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And I hope that coaching staff, I knew they hired a brand new offensive coach. I forgot his name, but he's supposed to help Canada with the passing game. There's not a lot of talk about him. We should go through his background and see what role he's going to play.
Well, he's had success in different parts of college football, and he's had some NFL experience too. So most recently hasn't been good, but I think in time they want more imagination on their offense. They want to do away with as many jet sweeps as possible, still having it part of the game, but not becoming a regular part to the point where it's predictable, because I think that was a problem. So I'm telling you, it's going to be a fascinating football season, and it's a very difficult division. Now, I thought that last year about the AFC West, and I turned out to be wrong. It wasn't as competitive as I thought it would be. You know, the Chargers are poised to make a big move. I think Jacksonville's only going to get better.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there are a lot. You're right. The AFC is loaded with talent. So
it's loaded with talent. I still think they're going to finish with the same record they had before.
9-8 is what you said. Okay.
Well, I'll say about 9-8. They'd be lucky to get 10 wins.
All right, Ted, appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Alrighty.
Let's go out a little bit north to Butler, Pennsylvania. Neil joins us right now. Hey, Neil.
Hey, Bob. You know, we were talking about the Pirates there for, or you were talking about the Pirates there for a minute, and drafting these college kids. You know, Quinn Priester was out of high school, so I kind of get taking a little bit longer. And they've got some international players coming up, but almost all of those came through trades. I know they've signed that Polanco kid. Now he's in low A. You know, I feel like with the slot system, they've handicapped how much that really hurt the Pirates being able to, you know, that's where they need to spend more money because, you know, that's where they can get high-end talent, whether it be the Lonnie White, you know, the kid from Penn State that they got away and the kid from Clemson. But they got to get into the international market a little bit better. They haven't produced their own international player, you know, that they've signed in a while.
Yeah, they make a big deal about it, and you're right. You know, what they've gotten out of that is not all that much in terms of, you know, elite talent or somebody who can come up here and be a regular starter in any position, really.
And also, this draft, nobody sees, because with the football draft, you don't hear, but the Pirates are 1-1 again this year, picking 1-1. And, you know, I would love, not many people are privy to the talent that's out there and stuff, but man, do they need an ace. Like, I don't see one quite in their system. Doesn't mean if you draft 1-1-1, he'll pan out, but I would love to see them really try to steer towards that with that pick this year, not a catcher. I don't want to see a Nick Gonzalez.
No, they're going to go with an LSU outfielder.
Yeah, I heard that. I keep hearing that, but there's the pitcher at LSU. What do you think, though? Do you think maybe the ace, though, is I know the best player available. But, man, an ace, because with the way the playoffs are set up, especially with the wild card, if you can get into that wild card and you have an ace, it can really propel you.
Yeah, exactly. It can. You need all of it, actually. This is a team that needs a lot of help in a lot of different possessions. And I'm going to say offense more so right now. I want to see some guys who can come up and bat and do it quickly and be productive quickly. With a number one overall pick, I think your expectations, no matter who it is, should be quick, rise through a system to be up here and be a major contributor to this team. That's how it should be.
I respectfully would disagree with the hitter, but I personally would love to see a pitcher. Now you would have to do your scouting and trust them. I would just think there's got to be a pitcher that you find to be the best pitcher. And I mean, I don't, maybe this kid from LSU is head and shoulders above anybody, and you know that maybe should be the pick. But man, to get an ace is just so. There's probably only 20 aces in baseball. They're so important.
No question. You know? No, they are. But they also go through Tommy John surgery, and they set themselves up 17 months later. I get tired of that. I want to see some bats, too. So appreciate the call, my man. All right, Neil. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. This coming week, it's the PGA Championship. Who do you like and why? Give us some of that. The Pirates against the Orioles again, in case you missed it last night. Cedric Mullins had a cycle for Baltimore. Three-run home run, bottom of the eighth was the big hit. 6-3 win for Baltimore. A very good team this year. And the Pirates are 1-11 in their last 12. Cleveland Browns traded for Za'Darius Smith of Minnesota, three-time Pro Bowler. He will add to their defense. And we'll also talk about some of these schedules. You know, Christmas Day all of a sudden is becoming an NFL day. It was just the NBA now. They got games scheduled for Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, all the way around. And that's what's going on here, basically, with the NFL taking over. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We'll be back right after this on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Brought to you in part by PNC Bank. Make today the day. Check out Virtual Wallet. It is a game changer for you financially. Also, Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about at Iron Rock. Great food, great beverages, great place to hang out and watch sports. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. And, of course, Shandorovich, Shandorovich and Fishman, we got your back, not your wallet. 412-928-9370. Got a lot of different tweets regarding some of our conversation so far, including this one from LesWolf1980. Matt Canada is still calling the plays against an elite defense, and Kyle Shanahan is calling the plays for them against a very good defense. So my point was, I thought the Steelers may have an advantage week one in that San Francisco's quarterback situation, maybe up in the air still. Trey Lance did not look good in the one game he played last year, then got injured. It's an unknown commodity. You still have, potentially, Brock Purdy being injured, not sure how his recovery is going. And then you have Sam Darnold, who may be the best fit. But still, that to me is a questionable situation, even though they have all the weapons. I get it. But I also believe that Kenny Pickett, with this, you know, improved offensive line, you would think, and better weapons, should be able to handle it. Yes, Matt Canada is still calling the plays, which is why I also said that he's under the most pressure of anyone really on this offensive unit. Ken Ritchie on Twitter at KD Pomp says, Major League Baseball rookies, hitters coming out of college and high school use aluminum bats. Switching to wooden bats is a huge change. I've heard it drops 100 points of your batting average. I've heard different debates about that, but still, talent will eventually emerge. We'll see. This one from DH Bum says, San Francisco also has a monster run game. It should be interesting to see how the new inside linebackers perform. Or that new, you know, upfront defensive line with Keanu Benton. Can he play right off the bat? Can he be somebody who silences that to the most part? They do. Christian McCaffrey comes after you. They got lots of weapons, and that will be a good test, no question. And then Sam Beckett says, I'm not sure traveling across the country would affect them much since it's week one. They can prepare, however. And they also do, you know, sometimes go to Youngstown, Ohio, earlier in the week to get themselves acclimated. So it's early in the season. That may not be as big a, you know, factor as it would be in week 10 or what have you. But I still think, given the uncertainty of quarterback at San Francisco, that could be an advantage for the Steelers. We'll see. Not an easy assignment right off the bat, no question about that. 412-928-9370. We have Jay on the north side. Jay, how you doing today?
Good, Bob, and always enjoy the show.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
2 points. One, you asked about the PGA. How could you not pick John Rahm or Scottie Scheffler? Those are my two favorites.
Well, I think they'd be everyone's favorite. Scheffler's winning the Byron Nelson right now, too, so he's in rare form.
Right. He's pretty tough. The other one was about the Bucks. I really think the Pirates hitting coach needs to take some grief over all this. I never hear it mentioned, but
we actually talked about him earlier in the show here today.
I'm sorry, I just talked a little bit ago. But I've got to think he's going to be able to help these guys produce a little better, and it's not fun watching them anymore.
Yeah, well, I think people are going to be all in if it's younger players, and you want to see that. But right now, they don't have so many of them who are, you know, performing well, and they need the ones who are in the minors eventually to be up here. I want to see Davis at some point. I don't know if now's the time. At the very least, he should be moved to AAA. He's ripping up AA baseball if they don't feel there's a need for him right now. And they seem to be loyal to Delay and Hedges, and that's fine, except you're not getting any kind of offense from them, and you got to get more production if no one else is hitting. And right now, nobody else is hitting. Reynolds' home run-wise gone into a complete silence. You know, he's had five since the first week of the season. So McCutchen and Sawinski have more, and those guys – Sawinski's a – you know, I think he's better than what he's showing. He needs to continue to get better at just his average when he's not hitting home runs. Can't always just be a home run or an out. You know what I mean?
Right. I agree with you, though. The pick to me has got to be a big bat. I mean, you got to score runs. You got to get hits, and pitching obviously is needed, but, boy, you got to get some hits out there.
Absolutely, and I'd go with him all the time. Too many pitchers come and take forever. I mean, witness Mitch Keller. How many years? Finally, it's here. But I think if you get a number one overall pick, that pitcher better be, you know, somebody who can be an ace immediately and come in and take you by storm. Hitters, you have more of an opportunity to get them up here quicker, and I think they have a better opportunity to make a day-to-day contribution than a pitcher does, especially if the pitcher struggles a little bit early on in his career. But we'll see. That'll be – at least they got back-to-back number one picks. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that. Let's go to Mike in Avalon, who joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
Doing good. I'm just calling back with some more Steelers optimism. I was listening to your take on, you know, starting the season against the 49ers and their quarterback situation. But one thing I wanted to point out from last year was the snap that Tomlin distributed through training camp last year. I felt like it was one of the biggest mistakes he made going into the season, committing the starter snaps to Trubisky and not having Kenny ready to take over early in the year. I'm looking forward to seeing Kenny having the starter snaps in camp, starter's position in preseason, and going into the season as the number one, which he didn't have the benefit of doing last year because they committed so much to Trubisky. I think if the Steelers can get off to a better start this year, they're going to have to. I think having Kenny ready to go earlier in the year is going to pay dividends.
I agree with that, but I also think their defense in the last two openers has been good. They beat Cincinnati, they beat Buffalo. And I think that's one potential advantage they have against a San Francisco team that typically doesn't start fast and has some quarterback issues. I still think that's big to start a season, and they could maybe take advantage of that early on. But you're right. Pickett, with everything now in his control as a starter, he should be head and shoulders over what he was last year, especially the beginning of his season when he got in there after Trubisky was taken out in that Jets game. So we'll
see.
I mean, I also think he has some much improved offensive linemen. I think a bigger test here, Mike, is who do you start at left tackle? Do you go with Broderick Jones right off the bat? And keep in mind, whoever it is going to get Nick Bosa right off the bat.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think that the competition in camp will definitely be interesting to watch. If you keep all three of those tackles on the roster and they all stay healthy through camp, that's a good problem to have. I do think that the pedigree Jones has going into the season, he'll definitely be right there at the beginning, if not within the first 4 to 8 games. I'm sure he'll take the left tackle job.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate your take. And yeah, he's the first offensive tackle the Steelers have selected in the first round in 27 years. So that'll be enough for me to make him my day one starter. With all due respect to Dan Moore, who I think is a fourth round pick. Has really done much more than people would have thought at that point. But that's going to be one of the interesting things to watch in this training camp. And he'll get the benefit, Broderick Jones, like Dan Moore, of going up against T.J. Watt a lot. And he should learn from that, and it should help him against Nick Bosa in week one. But it's always hard to tell how teams are going to start the season right out of the bat. You know, a lot of it depends on how much time they get in. And since they have a lot of new offensive linemen here, a lot of new pieces in place on offense, I would expect that Pickett should get enough ample playing time in these preseason games so that he's ready to go with all his new people around him. And all three preseason games, by the way, we're happy to say, is on KDKA-TV. We're looking forward to that. Got a trip to Tampa Bay, and they got a whole new system going on down there. And then it's home to Buffalo, and then a trip to Atlanta to round it out. That'll be in the month of August. And that's going to round out our show today. I want to thank all the people who make it possible. Call in. We do appreciate that. Can we squeeze in Lee real quick? Because he's on the line just now. So, Lee, you got about a minute. So, make it quick, please.
I'll make it quick, man. Hey, I like everything. I think I'm glad we're starting off with San Fran in the beginning. I'd rather see them early than late. My only concern is I am concerned about our inside linebackers. I'm not really a fan of Holcomb. He can't really stay healthy. And Robertson, I think he's just a guy. So, I think their inside backers are just guys. So, I am concerned. I would like them to go get a guy from the XFL named Reuben Foster, They were interested in him in the draft. He was a pretty productive linebacker until he had some legal issues. But I do am concerned about the inside linebackers.
Yeah. I would think that is a concern. They're unproven. Yeah, some of them come in with some experience, but we haven't seen them here. And, you know, the Steelers have used sub-package football quite a bit. So, you know, they can take some of the pressure off those guys. They have guys who can move up and play in that box. We'll see. But it's a work in progress for sure with some of the new guys coming in. That's why I think this training camp is very important. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. Our thanks to PNC Bank. Make today the day at PNC. Check out Virtual Wallet. Also, Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. We are driving in style with number one Cochrane. Shop 24/7 with expressway.cochrane.com. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about. Go in there. You're going to have a great time watching all your sports. Great environment, great vibe in that place with outstanding food and beverage. And if you get a chance for some indoor golf, go to the Turn Clubs in Cranberry.